All right. So basically, I mean, we started the question of what's the relationship between the mitzvah and the avera that makes a mitzvah puzzle midin mitzvah of the avera. So we saw first the approach of the Tosos that it's mitzvah baba avera means that the mitzvah is coming machmas avera. And we mentioned that there are two ways you can view this. Either you can understand that either it means that the avera enables the mitzvah. It's doing the avera that enables you to do the mitzvah. Or it's not so much that it enables you to do the mitzvah, but rather simply that you did the mitzvah via an avera. And we noted that it seems from Tosfos themselves that they were going with the second way to understand it, that it just means that you did a mitzvah via an avera, because they thought they had much, they had to leave it b'tzarachian. Why is it matzah shel tevel, which they assume is not puzzle me the mitzvah of avera? Why, meaning it's puzzle, perhaps, but for some other reason, why isn't it puzzle me the mitzvah of be'avera? After all, don't you have there what we're talking about, namely mitzvah ba'a machmas havera? So there, the avera shebe davar had no impact, unless you assume that there's only one shear, and then you wouldn't have had enough to be yotze, but presumably Tos is not limited to that. So that seemed to be, the idea seems to be that it's just a matter of, even if the avera wasn't what enabled you to do the mitzvah, but still, doing the mitzvah here comes via an avera, an act which is an avera. The Ramban, who answers that question, one of his answers is, because it's biyad l'takein, so that very well could be his position, that also he understands that we're talking about a mitzvah haba machmas avera, but it has to be that the avera is enabling the mitzvah, and if it's something you could easily on the spot, if it's been talking, so then that would, the fact that it's an avera is completely incidental, and there is no mitzvah up there. Okay, then we came to the shita of the Ritva and the Meiri, and that's what we're dealing with now, which is that mitzvah up there means that the mitzvah is bringing along an avera, that the mitzvah is misayaya or misayas be avera. Right, and it's the mitzvah that assists, that contributes to, that furthers an avera. And we discussed what we want to consider now is just what this means. What is mitzvah misaye b'kinyana? So we discussed mitzvah misaye b'avera. So we discussed what siyu b'avera means. And here we mentioned just the fact that it's not obvious that you would say that a siyua b'kinyan is considered a siyua b'avera, in as much as the avera happened before. I mean, already b'shasa gezel. And l'chora, what you're doing now is perhaps persisting in an avera, but there's no, the mitzvah is not really assisting you in that. What they say is that mitzvah is misayeh b'kinyan. So what they mean that, what they say is, and therefore in case of hekdesh, where the hekdesh, quote unquote, the mitzvah, is what enables you to be kone, because we hold yeish kedi eino kone. So it's the hekdesh which enables you to be kona either via shinoi rishus from rishus hedjel or rishus kavoa or shinoi hashem from chulin to hekdesh. Since it's the hekdesh, the mitzvah, which does that, so therefore it's a problem because it's a mitzvah misayah. So we discuss how in what way contributing to the kinyan makes something siwa b'avera. So that we said either siwa b'avera means lavdavka, that it actually changes the status of the avera, even if it's just a matter of assisting your endeavor, the avera endeavor, even if the violation doesn't change based on the siyu hamitzvah, but if it's just assisting the endeavor, the evil agenda, which was to be motzi mershus anigzal, so that are also will be considered siyu ba'avera. Alternatively, you mentioned the possibility, maybe we'll say that that it really is a matter of contributing to the technical legal violation. And the assumption here is that once you are kona the item b'kinyan gomor midin, let's say yeish v'shinah rishus, so then you can no longer be or midin, let's say yeish v'shinah hashem, so then you would no longer be able to be mekayim mitzvahs hashava, even if you return the item. And b, once you're mafkia the ability to be meshiv the gzela, it's not just simply hafkas, the ability, the tikkun, but rather simply now a certain level of avera. It's a finalization, it's an actual completion of the basic avera in the first place. And that we saw is the way Rashi understood in a very extreme way. It's almost like you haven't yet been really over until you're mivatal, this is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara Makos, like bitul ase biyadayim constitutes in Rashi's understanding of it, the real, that's the moment of the Avera right there. And therefore you do get Malkus. The reason you didn't get Malkus until then is because you hadn't yet really been over the Avera. Once you do the Bitl Beidayim, that really is an Avera. In which case you would say here that you've changed the status of the Avera. The big problem with that is just that, as far as I know, again, I haven't seen any Rishonim that say, that assume that once you're Kona the item, Bikin and Gomer, let's say, Ayde Shinoi, Rishus, or let's say, Ayde Shinoi Hashem, or let's say, if you hold Yeshkedi Kana, that you're no longer, which is what the Gemara Bava Metzia was talking about. The Gemara, I mentioned, there's some Karas here I'm skipping over. The Gemara Bava Metzia was talking about that. That's where the line of Rabbi Yehudai going through in of Matan Bayama Yavlai. I haven't seen anybody that says that's actually true, that you're not Mekai Mitzvah Shabbat there. There were Shabbat that say explicitly it isn't true, and therefore they reinterpret that line in the Gemara. All right, so that's what we were up to last time. Okay, so now what we want to focus on is just, okay, so what are we talking about when we say mitzvah misayeh? What does that mean? So if you just saw that phrase itself, you would think, the natural thing to think, I think, is that what it's referring to is, let's say, the kiyum ha-mitzvah, an act which is mekayim ha-mitzvah. So if that contributes to an avera, so then that's a problem of mitzvah misayeh be-kinyana, or mitzvah misayeh be-avera. Elamai. Ora, yeah.
Is this specifically within the Ritz and Miri?
Yeah, we're working within what does it mean to say mitzvah misayeh? What are we talking about here? And this is going to dictate the application. So, the problem with that, l'chora, is hekdesh. That hekdesh is a mitzvah, maybe. I mean, this the Rambam, I think I actually included it in here. The Rambam Hilchos Erechin Perches Halachia Beis does define being makdish something as a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kabed Hashem es Hashem mehoncha. So in this sense, you could say maybe that is a kima mitzvah, but that's not a good answer to this question though. To the issue, you know, that this still doesn't answer the criterion here, because if that were true, what we're talking about here is the mitzvah that is being pasul, right? The mitzvah that's being disqualified, which is the hakrava. Right, l'chora it's clear, you're not being Mekayim the Hakrava now with the Hekdesh. Even if you are being Mekayim a mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah's Hakrava. And that's the mitzvah which is being pasul, that's the mitzvah which is being disqualified, right? So, it's not, when we say that the mitzvah becomes pasul when it's contributing to an Avera, so if you wanted to say that, what that means is the Kiyuma mitzvah can't contribute to the Avera, that you don't have in the case of Hekdesh. Right? That's pretty clear. Follow? Meaning, maybe you'll say, okay, that could be consistent if we say, okay, you're not Mekayim mitzvahs kabed Hashem mehoncha. All right. But that probably would answer the criterion of mitzvah, kima mitzvah misayeya. But here we're talking about the mitzvah of the akrava, and that you haven't been Mekayim. So maybe what we'll say then is, okay, we'll take it a little bit broader. Maybe it's not the kiyum ha-mitzvah. It doesn't have to be an act which is mekayim mitzvah. Maybe it's an act that's engaged in the mitzvah. It's a maisa ha-mitzvah. It's part of the maisa ha-mitzvah. All right, that's possible. That would then require the assumption that what? That hekdesh is part of the maisa ha-mitzvah of hakrava. It's a kind of the tchilas hakrava, which is not obvious at all, but misvara, it's possible, I guess. But the truth is that That's not what the Rishonim say. The Rishonim, the Ritva, the Meiri, who take this position of mitzvah misayeh b'kinyano, each of them take a position which isn't either of the ones I mentioned, but it's also very different from one another. So we'll just take each of them separately. Again, they both say just the same words in describing what is mitzvah habavera. It's mitzvah misayeh. Mitzvah habavera means mitzvah hamisayas b'avera, and since it's misayeh b'kinyan, what does it mean when you say mitzvah though? Here, I think you have two very different approaches. The Meiri, I believe, thinks that what we're talking about when we say mitzvah misayeh be'aveira, it means that an act that you're engaging in, l'shem ha-mitzvah, l'tzorech ha-mitzvah, you might say a hachana l'mitzvah. If you're doing something l'tzorech ha-mitzvah, so then, even though you're not engaged l'chor in a maisa ha-mitzvah, for sure, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. But even if you're not engaged in them, but even if you're simply doing something for the purpose of the mitzvah, if that act, which you're doing for the purpose of the mitzvah, contributes to the avera, it's what makes you kona. So then, that's going to be a problem of mitzvah misayeh. Where do you get that from? So you see that from the first of all, when the Ritva, when the Meiri defines it initially,
in Sukkah,
self-test?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I just
wondering. Yeah. He says, where is the, what is the way in which this becomes a problem of lulav of mitzvah? Every lulav kutz, but dafka beyesh im shuni Hashem de meikara lulav kshegdo lemitzvah hu kari Hashana. So it was the being me'agated l'shem ha-mitzvah that makes it a problem. That's the that's what we're talking about. Now the eged itself, making it an eged is l'chor not at all. It's neither kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's also l'chor not a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. Right? I mean, you're doing this before sukkahs presumably. There's no way a ma'isa ha-mitzvah here. And yet, if it, you're being me'agated l'shem ha-mitzvah, so then that if that's what makes it kona, then that's going to be a problem mitzvah misayas. He mentions, he doesn't say Shinui Maisa here. He says rather that it's a Shinui Hashem, and even though the Gemara itself, which we'll see in a second, says explicitly that Shinui Hashem, that it's not a Shinui Hashem, because Meikara Nami Hashta Hoshana Kari. He says that specifically, though, when you're talking about only the Hadas. But if you're talking about the entire, I think the entire Chavila, so then that would be considered a kinyan. And that's the stam case, I think, that we're talking about for the Meiri. Lulav HaGazal is where you're me'agid l'shem ha-mitzvah. And you're kona ayde zeh. Okay? Again, he says it later. B'davka b'kayotze b'zu shekasavnu shehektesh o eged ha-lulav litzorech mitzvah gomer shes ha-kinyan. Okay? So that's the problem. Okay. And the implication of this becomes clear for the Meiri. Did I not include it? Yeah, I didn't include it here. Did I? Yeah, I did. Yeah, the Meiri in terms of how the Meiri relates to the sugya of Avankri, right? So the Gemara basically cites Rav Huna as having some good counsel for the Avankri, for the merchants, right? The people who sell the lulav and esrog, right? So he tells them, listen, when you go get hadasim, so make sure that you aren't the ones who are cutting the hadasim. Why? How does that help? Because the assumption was that stam, in this case, in that era, stam of the kechavim were gazlani arasa. That's just the way it was, the way of the world at that point. They didn't pay properly, or they didn't do things properly, so they just might makes right, and if they're growing the land in Islam, you have to assume it might be gazelle. And in as much as, and this stuff we'll get to, karka in exelus, so then that potentially creates a problem. What you have to do is, now what's a problem, by the way? We don't know, the Gemara doesn't say, it could be mitzvah above there, it could be, it's not shachah, right. But what Rav Huna advises is you do the cutting, this way, I'm sorry, let them do the cutting, this way, it'll be yeyosh bailim biyadam, right? And shinei rishus biyadaychu. And you'll be konet via the shinei rishus, that when they give it to you, so then already you'll have a kinyan, as opposed to if you cut it yourself, so then you won't. Okay? Again, we'll get to the gzela part of these then, when we come back to the issues of yeyosh and kargan gzelas, etc. So then the Gemara says that this is only necessary, though, of course, if we're talking about the Avankri themselves, if it were just the us, right, the Lochim in Avankrim, so then they could have been kona with the Shinei Rishus. Rav Huna was trying to advise him that this is what you need to do if you want to be Yotze. Then the Gemara asks, okay, but if it's just for them, so why not say that they could be kona b'Shinei HaMaisa with what? With being Me'agid. So the Gemara's response is, and again, we'll get to this, this is a separate sugya too, it's not a Shinei HaMaisa, nor is it a Shinei HaShem. Okay? Now, the Meiri is bothered by this. Because, what do you mean? If they're Me'agid, the Shema Mitzvah, shouldn't that, let's say it were a Shinui Maisa. Let's say it qualified as a Shinui Maisa. Shouldn't that be a problem then? A Mitzvah Bava Vera? And his answer is, yeah, it should. So he's either Dochek in the Gemara, he strains to explain what the Gemara means. It's, and in the course of doing this, oh, I should mention, the Baal Ma'or, who paskined like Shmuel, and his understanding of this was that there is no dimitzvah b'avera. So he thought this was one of the rayas for the fact that we paskin against the sugya of mitzvah b'avera. He thinks that the problem that the Gemara is dealing with here is exclusively the issue of shalo, lachem. But in the case, and Chinami, in the cases that we're talking about here, there should be a problem of mitzvah above avera if there is, in fact, a din of mitzvah above avera. So therefore, we see from here that we paskin against this shita, that there's a mitzvah above avera. And the Meiri, who paskins, it seems like from the Gemara here, again, he says something different in Pesachim, but if it seems from the Gemara here, he does paskin the din of mitzvah above avera with regard to lulav. So he's bothered by this. What is this sugi doing? And for him, it's really a problem because here you have an act which is done l'shem ha-mitzvah, l'tzarech ha-mitzvah, so that should be, that's mitzvah ha-misayeh. So his answer to that is to be mechadesh, that may be mitzvah b'avera, to make ukimtas and then be mechadesh. The ukimta, the first thing he says is maybe we're talking about here is it's not vadai, I mean it's tam, so it's not a vadai avera, and maybe then that it's not an issue of it's only an issue of its vadai, not of its suffix. Maybe there's an issue here of from whom he goes off from. It maybe makes a difference if it was a ben bris or not. So he's mechadish a number of klala. Maybe this will help us. Maybe this is why we're not choshish mitzvah by vera. It's only if it's vadai, etc., etc. Then he in the end says, it sounds like he's saying that first of all, enechinami. That if you have a mitzvah above avera, then this is puzzle. He's just saying to say that unless you do this, it's going to be puzzle even without mitzvah above avera, which is certainly a strange read. That's weird advice. And finally, he says, I don't know how to deal with the sugya, or you can take your pick about what we're dealing with the sugya. The bottom line is halacha lemaisa. I'm right that kol she usko b'mitzvah or isko b'mitzvah gomer sakinya mitzvah above avera. So in other words, egel shem mitzvah really is a problem. And Louis Yitzhira, this was a problem. Shini Maisa, that really would be an issue. All right, so that's the Meiri. The Ritva is very different. The Ritva, I think, has a totally different take on what it means when we say mitzvah misayeh. And I think the way I would say this first is simply that the Ritva doesn't think that the issue is a certain kind of act. It's not that an act related to a mitzvah, whether it's Kiyum or Maisa Mitzvah or even Tzorach HaMitzvah. It's not that there's an act that you can't do, that if it contributes to the Avera, so then it becomes Mitzvah above Avera. Whatever it is that creates the Kinyan, the issue does the Kinyan come about the way it does because of the Mitzvah, Shebet Davar, because there's a Mitzvah here. So it's not so much of an act issue. It's simply, is it because there's the Mitzvah that there's a Kinyan?
Like a grumma.
What?
Like grumma.
Not grumma, not grumma, but what I mean is first of all, so just in terms of hektish, so I think that the idea, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is true, that the Ritva's assumption is that the reason that what's he going with here is the idea that hektish is kone, what is hektish? It's simply korban, right? That's only kone because of the mitzvah shebet davar. Right, because it's a mir lagavoa. Right, if you're miyayed something for the mitzvahs hakravas, the chiddush Torah is in that case a mir lagavoa kimisir lahedja. So because of the mitzvah shebedavar, this amira is able to be kona for you, and therefore it's the mitzvah is being misayeh bekinyana. But inasmuch as this is the idea, it actually doesn't even require a maisa. I think, and I think here it's different than the Meiri. And this could be l'kula l'chumra. I think you see both of them, perhaps, in the Ritva's discussion of matzah shel gezel and matzah shel devil, which we'll come back to, but matzah gzula. So the Ritva in Psachim deals with the issue of matzah gzula. And what he says is that if we're talking about gezel chitim, gezel kemach, v'asau matzah, in which case there's unquestionably a shinrei maisa in that situation, so then you won't have any problem mitzvah above avera because it isn't mitzvah misayas. Now I think, right? I think because that's a shinu maisa that would be kona. It's not at all because of the mitzvah. It's that works to be kona. It's simply a shinu maisa. Now I think the Meiri would be if the Meiri had paskin. We'll get to the Meiri in a second again. If the Meiri paskins mitzvah above avera with regard to matzah, which he doesn't, but had he paskin that, I believe this could very well be, and I think it probably would have been a mitzvah above avera for the Meiri, because you're being ofed the matzah, right? You're taking the kemach, you're making it matzah for the sake of a mitzvah. The mitzvah is matzah. I think I view that as being parallel to eged. So I think that Agil Lishlorecha mitzvah. So I think that would be a problem of mitzvah Babayir for the Meiri, that that is mitzvah misayas bekinyana, because it's the hachana mitzvah which is being misayah bekinyan. For the Ritva, it's not. For the Ritva, the fact that it's a mitzvah is irrelevant. Even if it were a kima mitzvah, and we'll get to that in a second. Secondly, what the Ritva does think is a problem is avagazal matzah afuya. The ika yeish by them vayadeha mitzvah ika shinu hashem the mekar lechem v'hashem matzah, that would be a problem of mitzvah over there. And I'll get to the other case that he mentions in a second. But if you stole matzah afuya, if you just stole matzah, in which case there's no shinu rishus, there's no shinu maisa at that point. And then once it becomes, so he says ayadeha mitzvah, there's a shinu hashem. Before it was lechem, now it's matzah. Then already you are going to have a problem with aver. Now, first of all, that's just a fascinating shita, that it sounds like what he's saying is the shame matzah is only chal b'shas, you know, mishum mitzvasa. If not for the mitzvahs matzah b'pesach, he would say this is just as a shame lechem. Maybe it's kind of lechem, but it's still lechem, not matzah. But zafka, presumably the distinction between, you know, there's lechem which you be chayv kares on, and there's lechem which is a mitzvah. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to call them both lechem anymore. So that's what it sounds like. It has a shem matzah somehow, specifically on Pesach. This is my reading of this. Is this would be dafka on Pesach, or maybe on Yudal, depending on other issues. But if it becomes there's a shinu hashem memela, but the reason for that shinu hashem is that there's the mitzvah here. So then that itself would be a problem, and then it becomes a problem of mitzvah b'vera, because the mitzvah is misayeg b'kinyana. And here you have the chumrah for the ritva. I don't think the Meiri would think this is a mitzvah misayeg problem. What have you done here, l'shem ha-mitzvah? Nothing. You just simply stole it, and then all of a sudden everything else, memela, happens. So if I'm not mistaken, I don't think that the Meiri would say that this is, you don't find the Meiri thinking that this sort of thing would be considered a mitzvah misayas. And I think that the idea would be, it's not your isko b'mitzvah here, which is creating the kinyan. It's something happens in Melo. So generally speaking, I think the Ritva is going to be much narrower than the Meiri, but here it actually, he's broader. He thinks that there's a case which constitutes mitzvah ba'be'avera in the sense of mitzvah misayas, but kinyano, which I believe the Meiri doesn't say explicitly. I think the Meiri would say this is not a mitzvah misayas, but kinyano. Even if you think that there's a mitzvah ba'be'avera by matzah, this wouldn't be sufficient because it's not a maisel l'shem ha-mitzvah, l'tzorach ha-mitzvah, that you're not doing that here at all. So obviously that can't, and that's what you need to be contributing to the avera, and as much as you don't have it, so then it's not over there. What was I going to get to? Yeah, interestingly enough, before I get to the major chiddush of Wasi and Ritva, interestingly enough, the Ritva says that matzah shel tevel, actually, I think matzah shel tevel is not a problem. Not interesting enough. It follows from what we're saying, meaning it makes sense, perfect sense, right? Meaning when you first see it, mitzvah misayeh, that the mitzvah is misayeh be'avera. So you think, all right, if the achilas mitzvah, so here you have actually the kiyum ha-mitzvah. Right? We started out thinking, what does mitzvah mean? Okay, we'll start out with the assumption that it means the kiyum ha-mitzvah. We say, well, that it can't just be that. But here you have a case where it is the kiyum ha-mitzvah, which is being misayaya, the avera, which actually is the avera. That's in the case of achilas tevel. Matzah shel tevel, right? The mitzvah, the hainu, the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the hainu, the achila. So that constitutes, that's what is the Avera. Not just that it contributes in some way, that's the Avera. The mitzvah, it's the mitzvah coming along with an Avera. Doing the mitzvah brings it within an Avera in the most pristine sense. So and the Meiri, if you remember, the Meiri, it's here, I'm just going to read inside just for a second. If you look at the Meiri, so the Meiri paskins that there's no problem of matzah shel tevel midi mitzvah ba'avera. He resorts to a different explanation for why there would be a problem, right? He resuscitates the sheet in the Gemara, the perish in the Gemara that was rejected, right? You guys following us? Maybe not.
Yeah. That's probably it.
But the Meiri rejects it. Why? Because, and again, I don't know if you know this from just the Meiri in Sukkah, but he says Because we passel, I don't passel the law of midi mitzvah b'veira. I passel like Shmuel. I passel like the Rambam. So he's bothered. In other words, so he's. It sounds like the only. It's true that if I passel the law of mishum mitzvah b'veira b'shar yamim like the day in our Gemara, Rishim ben Bar Yochai, then echinami you would have a separate. You would have a basis to passel matzah shel tevel for that reason. But I didn't passel lulav, and therefore. I could either strain to come up with an answer why that isn't mitzvah b'veira, and this is, and that we've discussed now a couple times, different ones, right? Maybe it's well, as you can see, it's a derabanan deraisa thing. But in the end, he himself thinks that this is not likely, right? This is the Miri in Sofim. I don't know why it's getting confusing for me. Do I have it here?
Sofim Lamed Hei.
Yeah. Where? No, the Meiri. It's early. Right. No, hold on. Yeah, no.
It's on the first period.
Is it the Yishtachim? No, so it's after that, because...
Before the Hosam Sabi Dai Gain.
Do I not have it? I guess I don't. Okay. Do you is there a Meiri that starts that way?
Yes.
Where?
Right about the
Bubba. Oh, you're right. Okay, fine. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Oh, so I didn't even include it though. So in the end, he says nearly das rishon, meaning that it's not pasul mishum mitzvah b'aveira, but it's pretty clear in the Meiri that the reason he thinks it's not mitzvah b'aveira is simply because lulav, if he pasuls, he doesn't pasken that way. But in fact, if you have a dimitz of aveira, this should qualify, and therefore you would have a valid explanation. So, in terms of what, for our purposes, that makes perfect sense, right? The Meiri, this is maybe the greatest case of mitz of aveira. In fact, even if lulav weren't, this could be, because here you and not just because here you have the aveira, you have the mitzvah, the kiyuma mitzvah actually being the aveira, right? But for the ritva, that's not a problem. What do you mean it's not a problem? It's the Kiyuma Mitzvah here, which is the Aveira, but it's not the Kiyuma Mitzvah qua the Mitzvah, which is the problem. It's simply an act of Achila, which is the problem. Right? This is the Ritzvah. Hilchach Tevel de Aveiraso. So we're just, yeah, this is the Ritva of Pesachim Lamed Hei. Because of a Ritva, Anon HaParishon Allah B'Kama Dochini notes that he thinks of Machogas in the Yerushalmi about Matzik Zula, whether or not it's Mitzvah of the Aveira. So he says that Anah Habrishon LeBekama Duchtin Berinu Nabarayas Vruros Alor Minu Mitzvah Avera Elak Shah Mitzvah Misayas BeKinyana Aval B'Sheena Mitzvah Misayas BeKinyana Lo. So then he quotes comes to the end Hilchach Tevel De Averaso Meatzmo Veina Mitzvah Misayas Lav Mitzvah Avera Chashiva V'Sharia. What do you mean Lav the Mitzvah is not Misayas? The Mitzvah is the Avera, but it's no the Achila is the Avera.
And the
Achila, even if it weren't a Mitzvah, would be an Avera. It's not machmas, it's being a mitzvah that it's an avera, that the avera, right? And therefore, that's not a problem of mitzvah misayas. Okay? So they both say the same thing, but in terms of what they mean by mitzvah, it ends up becoming very different with huge nafkaminas. Matzah shel tevel is not a problem of mitzvah of avera for the ritva, and it is for the Meiri. I think probably also, matzah goes al kemach, Vaso matzo is not for the ritva, and I think it would be for Meiri. On the other hand, you have the opposite. I think that the case of let's say Lu Yitzir, the Meiri would agree with the ritva that there is a shinui hashem of matzah, lechem and matzah, machmas and mitzvah. I think that the ritva is clear that is a problem mitzvah of Avera, and the Meiri I don't think it would be. Following everybody? So. What was the one last? Oh, interestingly enough, so the Ritva, but this again makes perfect sense. The Ritva, we saw that Shofar shall shalom and shall Ola, so we thought, so that the Ritva thinks is possibly Mitzvah of Avera. Right? The Gemara, which says that Lu Yitzuyar, that Mitzvos Lihanos Nitnu, or that it's defined as Hanah, so then if you were to be Tokeya b'Shofar shall Hekdesh, then you wouldn't be Yotze. Because of Avidisura. So the Ritva had two deos about what the din, what's the basis for the psul there, and one of them was mitzvah about Bevera. And in that case, it makes perfect sense. Why?
In fact, I'm using it for the schnitz of shofar.
What was the avera?
Me'ila.
And what made it an act of me'ila?
The fact that you're using it for my mitzvah.
The hana is a mitzvah. How do I know that this is true? Because we end up saying it's okay, and the reason it's okay is because mitzvah is lava hana sinu. So the whole problem was the hana is a mitzvah. Right? If you can neutralize that and say, you know what, being yotzei mitzvah isn't hana, then there's not going to be any isser here. Then it's not considered hana. Right? So that's like perfect for the Ritva. That's clearly mitzvah misayeya. Right? Because it's davka mash mishum ha-mitzvah that this is considered to be, that there's an avera here. Right? As opposed to shofar shel gezel, shofar gezel, which again, the Ritva is really consistent with the Shita, all over the Shas. In the end, he thinks that, all right, we'll come back to that after. Shofar gezel, he thinks that the reason the Yerushalmi, he thinks in the end is probably not going to be a problem. Well, he's not so sure, but the reason he thinks it's not going to be a problem is because Bishami de lo chayshi laha mishum, this is the end of the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah of Ches Manalav, de lo chayshi laha mishum de lo, meaning it wasn't choshesh for mitzvah of avera, lo chayshi lamei mar hachi ela begazel shanaz ha bahu atzmo avera besiyu ha mitzvah. The mitzvah havi ashina reshus, ashina reshem, v'kano be yeshu shirin reshus, hecha shofar gazel, pasol v'asha ar kasher, v'gazel shakano be yeyosh v'shinu ha karo, I kodim mitzvah salakim shim b'yosh. Okay, we'll come back to that. Now here's the rub. What's the kinyan in the case of lulav? Where do you have mitzvah about? What is the mitzvah misayas in the case of lulav? Right. What are we talking about here? A, when? B, what?
The whole mitzvah of lulav is netila.
So in terms of what, it sounds like it's netila. How do you know that in the Ritva? Because I think he says netilas mitzvasa, right? He says it only once. That it's the actual hagbah lemitzvah, and that's presumably because there's no other way for the mitzvah to be responsible for the kinyan here, right? Okay, but and why is the hagbah? In what way is the hagbah a problem? So again, I was gonna come back to this after, right? What happened? Force my hand a little bit, but one second. He says, "Avakosha kana legufa kodem." This is on page one. This is the Ritva on Chavtes Aviz. Kodem netilas mitzvah. So he says it right there.
If you were going to before, then wouldn't be issue mitzvah here at all.
But if it's dafka ben netilas mitzvah. Now, what is the netilas? What you're being kona here? So the Ritva here says something which I think is just a fantastic chiddush. What's the kinyan here? What's in creating the kinyan here? Again, for the Ritva, it has to be the mitzvah misayeya, right? In the way that he understood it, that's dafka mishum mitzvaso. So he, in order to, I think, sustain this understanding of what mitzvah misayeya, and I think for only for that reason, develops the idea that what are your kona the lulav in that case? Let's say you weren't koned until now for any other reason. You'll be koned. The kedushas hamitzvah, the kedushas olim mitzvah, which constitutes a shinur shus, just like hektish, right? Just like in hektish, you have shinur shus from shus hedjot to shus gavoa. So too, kedushas mitzvah of lulav is a shinur shus hedjot to shus gavoa. This is what he says. Yeah. Okay, so we'll get to the couple. Of, I mean, that's you're saying. What does that mean, right? That's what you're saying. Yeah. What does that mean? So he says. He says. Shebekdushas hamitzvah. Elik shemitzvah misayya b'ver. Shebekdushas hamitzvah kona oso behotzi mishus nigzal. Kigon shayyesh kedisha nakona ukshekdisha lemitzvah so. Harehu keilu machor. Demali machor legavoa. Demali machor lehedya. What does that mean? That so what's he talking about here? The kedusha lemitzvah is what makes it kone? What? Yeah. He repeats it in the context of matzah shel tevel, right? He repeats it in matzah gzula. In Psachim Lamed Hei Amad Beis, the Ritzvah's consistent Shita, he throws in something which maybe helps. But he says, of a gazal matzah fius, so one I mentioned before that maybe it can become a problem mitzvah bavera if it's ayideh ha-mitzvah, there's a shinu ha-shem. Or, he says, inami shinu ha-shus l'man desavar demidirabanan, so midirabanan all of a sudden, tekdushas mitzvah chashiv shinu ha-shus. Deshtachet, because if that's the case, then you'll have that here. Okay, so a couple things need to be, there's some astonishing chidushim here, and I'll just take, minakala kaltchila, I'll take the first, the easier chidush. One is just, what is he talking about with Kedushas and Mitzvah? Right? I mean, with Hekdesh, you have Kedusha. What are we talking about with, there's a Kedusha of a Luluv?
Matzah also.
Matzah is Kadosh? So I think this is my understanding of this. There's no question that he has in mind the fact, what he's referring to is what he, I think, thinks is the explanation of, or is the reason that we have an Isser of Shimush Bechefzei Mitzvah Letzorech Chol, or even Letzorech Acherim, other than the Mitzvah. This is what you have in the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Zayin Mabez, right? Our Gemara, we'll get to this topic more depth. I'll just. So we'll get to that in a second. Yeah, right now. We'll get to that right now. But the din is that Rabbi says, Hadash a Mitzvah Asol Ariachbo. Hadash, that's going to be something for other reasons. All right, so what is the din of Hadash al Mitzvah Asur Rechbo? So what is the basis for the Yisr here? And in what way could this be defined as Kedusha? So here I think you can explain the Ritva one of two ways. Meaning, it's not obvious here that Kedusha is a relevant thing to talk about in this context. But you can if you say one of two things, I think. The first, and this is in a sense the simplest, is, and this relates to what is the basis for the Yisr Shimush Bechetzei Mitzvah. So one possible basis for this is the Gemara and Daf Tess, Amud Aleph, cites the drasha that we say Kshem she minat Torah, Kshem shechal, Kshem shemayim al chagiga, kachal, Kshem shemayim al sukkah. Therefore, sukkah is asura l'shimush kol shiva. This is Gemara and Daf Tess. Do I have it here? Yeah. Minayin la'atzei sukkah shasurin kol shiva, tam lomar chag asukkah shivas yamin la'ashem. So Kshem shemachaim, shechal, Kshem shemayim al chagiga, kachal, Kshem shemayim al sukkah. Lerov Rishonim, let me say this, nearly unanimous in Rishonim, this is a din deraisa. Because Gemara even says, what does Bishamah do with that pasuk? Right? So it's a din deraisa. And Lechora, what we're talking about here really is Kedusha. Right? Just like you have Kedusha, Chal, Al Chagiga, it's Kedusha. Right? So too, and that's what explains there's an Isser Me'ilah. So maybe it's not an Isser Me'ilah here, but it's still, what is it, for what reason is it? Is it Asur? Because of Kedusha. And the Rashba goes very far with this. He thinks it really is Kedusha Saguf. It's a kind of Kedusha Saguf. Yeah.
And Tosfos say it's Hoktzelim, it's Asur.
One second, hold on. So if you just say this, so that clearly makes sense that we're talking about a Kedusha, right? Maybe that's what the Ritva means, Kedusha Mitzvah. Except that, first of all, L'rov HaRishonim, this din is a din unique to Sukkah. It's just exerted because of the guard to Sukkah. It doesn't apply to beyond Sukkah. Rashi clearly did disagree. Rashi, as far as I know, is only Rishon, although the Avni Nezer, I think, wanted him to die from maybe a Tosfos, that sounds like it. But in general, you don't find Rishonim cite this notion of Chal Shein Shamayim outside of, except we'll get to the Ramban in a second, where he thought maybe the Gaonim, maybe there's an Amora who wanted to expand this beyond. You saw it, Ari? He thought there was an Amora that wanted to expand this beyond Sukkah. But Rashi does. Rashi says, Hadash HaMitzvah Asur Rechbo, that very din of Hadash HaMitzvah, that it's Asur Be... Reach, Lasser, Lariach, so what's the basis of that? Rashi says, the Garmina Misuka, the Afinim Perakama, the Chashi Shamay Malati Sukkah, the Yasser Banako Shiva. Hoel Behuksa Mitzvah. So that's something we'll have to come back to. But Rashi clearly assumed whether the simple reading of Rashi sounds like it's Zeraisa. But Zeraisa, Derbanan, it's clear that Rashi thinks that this is the basis for the Yisr, at least in the case of Hadash Shal Mitzvah, is the Kedusha of Chal Shein Shamayim al Sukkah. Now, the problem is nobody, even Rashi, Lechora, the simple reading of Rashi, is that it's Dafka, Sukkah, and Lulav. And there can be various reasons and explanations for how you get from Sukkah to Lulav. But beyond that, to other all mitzvos, that already you don't find in Rishonim. Again, we'll see, except for the Ramban thought that Namora had that opinion. And the Ritva clearly does apply it beyond Sukkah and Lulav. Beyond Lulav. I mean, he applies it in the context of matzah. So to say that matzah, Chal Shein Shamayim ala matzah, that you don't find anybody else saying. And Lechora, the Ritva himself actually is quite clear that he doesn't believe that. That you expand the din d'oraisa of Chashen Shemayim beyond Sukkah, not even to Lulav V'Hadas. So while it makes sense to understand that that's what the Ritva is referring to, because he's talking about Kedusha, the mitzvah, there really is Kedusha, but Lechora, he doesn't believe that. Now, so what then does it refer to? So there are two other potential principles that could account for an Isser Shimush B'Chefzei Mitzvah. One is from the sugya in Shabbos and Chaf Beis. The sugya in Shabbos refers to Neiros Chanukah, right? Ein lanu reshus l'shtamesh b'hem el rosam bavad. So the sugya in Shabbos discusses that, and it quotes a daya that aser lahartzos maus k'neged ner Chanukah. You can't do stuff with your money. Can't count your money. Can't spread out your money. Can't count money with the light of the Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara says, why would that be? B'chiner Kedusha Yeshba? Is there Kedusha? Meaning, is it something like Kedusha's, Korban? What's the problem? And the response was, B'chidam Kedusha Yeshba? With regard to Kiso Edam, we find that the Torah requires V'shavach V'kisa, but Meshe Shavach Kisa, you shouldn't cover it with your regel. You can't do mitzvahs Kiso Edam with regel. Why? Shalayim mitzvahs B'zuya Salav. So that it shouldn't be a problem of Bizoy mitzvah. There's an Isser, there's a Din, that you shouldn't be Mevazeh mitzvahs. So the Gemara says that Achanami Shalayim mitzvahs B'zuya Salav, you shouldn't be using it for Shimush Shachol, maybe even for Shimush of a different mitzvah. It's B'chogas Rabban Balmor. But that's a separate, that's another Din of an Isser Shimush B'chetzei mitzvah. Now, if you just take that though, L'chora, that wouldn't really be a great explanation, or that it's hard to imagine that's what the Ritva is referring to when he talks about Kedushas HaMitzvah. That's precisely the Gemara's point. We're not talking about a Din Kedusha. It doesn't have a Kedushas B'chetze. Just that there's an Isser Levasos HaMitzvah, just like Dam doesn't have Kedusha. Nobody would say Dam has a Kedushas Mitzvah of Dam in Kisoy Dam. Of course not. It's just Shalayim Mitzvah Zuyos Alav, so you shouldn't be Noeg Midnag B'Zayon with it.
Like a Hasmana Mitzvah, not a Kedusha per se. Once you Mazmin at the same Mitzvah, then that's really.
But you know what I mean? Hasmana, you're not even being Mazmin, you just have the Dam and you have to cover it. But to say that Kedusha is a Mitzvah, if what we would be referring to is the Din of Isser Shimush Mishum. Bizoy mitzvah lechora at first glance, and I'm going to come back to this. I think in the end, this probably is what the Ritva means. But lechora at first glance, that's a chiddush. There's no kedushas mitzvah based on bizoy mitzvah. But maybe he has in mind, the Ritva has in mind a different sugya, because there's one other possibility in terms of what the basis for this. Now, this I should say, almost everybody agrees. Both of these principles are derabanan. I mean, the Isser to be Mishtamish b'chetzei mitzvah is only derabanan based on either Bizoy mitzvah or the second one, which is what you find in the Gemara Shabbos Memhei in Kira, midin muktzah l'mitzvasa. The Gemara there says that Rabbi Shimon, in general, who is very minimalistic in terms of muktzah, so he does have one din of muktzah, and that's the din of huktzah l'mitzvasa. If it's huktzah l'mitzvasa, so then you're not going to be able to use it on Shabbos, because it's been huksa l'mitzvah, and therefore it's muksa. He agrees with that. You've been maksa et biadayim, and therefore you can't use it. Kein shem and shabaner holds the huksa l'mitzvah. So what does that mean, huksa l'mitzvah? So one thing you might say is maybe it means something like what we're talking about, namely, maybe there's a notion of midirabanan, perhaps, but there is a notion of kedusha, just based on the fact that you're maksa, you separate it, you're mazmin et l'mitzvah, right? And indeed that may be the case, but that whether or not you can say that really depends, and it depends on, in part, first of all, the what the Tosas there says. The Tosas there in Shabbos say, Amem Hei Amen Aleph, this is in the name of the Re, that really there is no separate din, I'm sorry, in Chav Beis Amen Aleph, there is no separate din of Muktzah Mitzvah, so is it Isser Shimush B'chetzei Mitzvah. What it's talking about there specifically is a Muktzah on Shabbos V'yantiv, to the exclusion of Chalamoy, even. Right? There is no Isser Muksa of Muksa Mitzvaso outside the context of Shabbos V'yantif. So that's exactly, and that's what they explain. That's exactly why, when it comes to Neiros Chanukah, So we discuss it in terms of bizui mitzvah, because there's no, because on Hanukkah we're not discussing, the issue is in Shabbos v'yantiv, we're talking about an isur lishtamish b'neiros Hanukkah, you know, on any day. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to refer to talk about it in terms of hooks of the mitzvah. Now, the Tosas are dealing with the question, okay, why do we need, because the truth is that the part I skipped in the Gemara and Shabbos, Gemara and Shabbos says that you also have this din, this isur of shimush be'atze sukkah v'noya, mishum bizoy mitzvah, just like you have with regard to Neiros Hanukkah. So why does the Gemara say it there? The Gemara in the end seems to attribute the isur to atze sukkah v'noya, of atze sukkah v'noya to the issue of bizoy ha-mitzvah. And then, which on the one hand conflicts with the Gemara Lechora and Daftes, which in our sugya, in Beitza Lamedam Beis, which speaks about it is an issue of Tusha Deraisa. And then you also have the sugya in Kira Memhei, so it quotes the Braisa regarding Sukkah, that it's usher to be Mistapik Behen, Ad Motzi Antavachrom, because of Muxel Mitzvaso. So the, meaning, so you have three sugyas, three different principles, and why are they all necessary, all relating to Sukkah. So one of the solutions that the Tosas develops in terms of just the relationship between Bizui and Muktzal Mitzvaso is that really Muktzal Mitzvaso is not a din in separate Isser Shimush B'chol. That's what makes it Aser B'yantiv, Shabbos B'yantiv. Therefore, it doesn't apply B'chol, right? And what applies to Hanukkah is only the Bizui, obviously, therefore. Right? You following this? So this part of that. Not so much? Yeah. Let me just clarify. Right. So the Tosas say we have three sugyas, basically three potential bases for saying isri is that the chetza of a mitzvah is aser mishum, is aser l'shimush. One of them, which many Rishonim think is limited to sukkah, which is deraisa, namely shem shemayim, chal shem shemayim al sukkah, al-chiyu kach al-sukkah. Then you have the Isser of Bizoy Mitzvah, which Gemara mentions in the context of Neiros Hanukkah. And then you have the Isser Huktzel Mitzvaso, which Gemara mentions on Mem Hei Mem Aleph. So the Tosfos, the problem with this is that the Gemara seems to attribute the same phenomenon, namely the Isser of Shimush Basukah, to all three of these. So that is a separate problem, which I'm not going to get into as much. But as far as we're concerned, what's important is that the Tosfos, when they say, well, why do you need both Bizui and the Isser Huktzel Mitzvaso? So they say Huktzel Mitzvaso is only a din b'Shabbos v'yantif. You need that for Sukkah, because why is it usher to use it on Chol HaMoed? Now, what happened to the Isser Tashmish midin Chal Shel Shemayim, so that they give different answers to? Let's say Rabbeinu Tam, for instance, thinks it's limited to just the defanos that are necessary for the Hechsher Sukkah, as opposed to everything else, including Noi, including even other parts of the defanos of Sukkah, that would be mutter. There's no Isser Deraisa of Shem Shema, Chal Shem Shema, Chagiga, Chasha Shema, Chagiga on those. There is an Isser, however, Mishum Mukza on Shabbos V'yantif, and Bizoy, even on Chol HaMoed. But what's clear for them then is that Lechora. So what would be then the basis? There is no basis to say that there's a kedushas a mitzvah for a cheftzah shal mitzvah. It's also mishum bizoy, unless it's a mitzvah yantif. It happens to be that the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban in Shabbos in several places, I think, does endorse a position here which gives us a possibility of understanding the Ritva, not based on kedushas shem kedushas ha. Kedusha mishum shem shemayim, shem shachal shem shemayim al sukkah, kach chal shem shemayim al ha. I'm sorry, shem shachal shem shemayim al chiyah kach al sukkah. Rather, from one of these other two dinim, which Ramban thinks of them as being related. And the truth is that the av lekulam, meaning the Rishonim who view this as somehow being a kedusha halacha, seems to be the gaonim. The gaonim, Ramban cites it, that held that most are sheben shebener requires sreifa. Right? Once Chanukah is over, if you have at least besoch hashir, some Rishonim limit it, right? But let's say the you lit the candles, you give it enough time for Ach Tichler Yom Hashuk. It didn't go though, right? Something blew it out, right? So if it's the last day, so the Gaonim required you to be sorry for that Shemen Shabaner. Sorry for what? Why? So many Rishonim had a problem with this, but with the way the Ramban explains it is that, so first of all, just you understand that saying something requires Sarefa, that's something where you find Dafka Bi Kedusha, right? Like Nosa.
Didn't the Gemara specifically ask Tzai Kedusha?
Oh, so the way the Ramban, so let's just take a look at the Ramban. So the way the Ramban explains that is, we'll get to that actually. That, I'll get to that in a second. He says, Avahacha Daito, so he says, okay, Hilchach Mikeban Shu, who's explaining the Gonim. Mikeban Shu Nosno Vikseyu Sheichala B'mitzvah Nesor La'olam Kimi Shekdisha L'shamayin. There are other explanations of the Gonim, by the way. Some think it's just a special din of a Ner Hanukkah, that it's like Ke'ain Menorah. But the Ramban doesn't think that. The Ramban thinks this is a general halacha, that what we're talking about being makzeh, something of mitzvah, so, and here the Ramban thinks, well, what does it mean, and here he's giving an explanation. We'll see what he means it literally. I mean, he means this as an explanation of what does it mean, mukzeh l'mitzvah, so it means that you're makzeh midatcha l'mitzvah, so you separate it out, like being makzeh something, l'mitzvah, so, and then it's kimi shehikdisha l'shamayim, and therefore becomes something which is a kind of a kedusha, which needs to be, therefore, a soreif, nisraf. He then rejects it himself, which I'll come back to in a second. He rejects himself. I believe, though, that he does not reject it, and this is unlike the Ma'adir in the Ramban, the Rav Hirschler, who thinks that the rejection of the Ramban, of the Gaonim, is because he thinks that there is no Kedusha. Doesn't make sense to talk about Kedusha. It's only Bizoy Mitzvah. That's not how I read him. He says, V'emes hadavar, okay, so we'll get my explanation in a second, but the Ramban himself in Shabbos Chaf Beis explains this a little differently. I think it gives us what the Ritva really means. Your question was, what do you mean we're talking about Kedusha? That's Bizoy Mitzvah, there's no Kedusha. So he thinks it's part of what we mean when we say Huxel Mitzvah, so is this, and it relates to Bizoy. And just take a look at the Ramban. He says, the Askiv Lor of Yosef, Chidank Kedusha Yeshbo, nearly Dacha Pirusha. This is what the Gemara means. The Medasa Ravasi, Afilu Hartzaz Mo, Selekim Mishum Shema, Yomru Vachule Vachule. So it sounds like this is a din of it's just Asr to use it, Mitzvah Chol. So that's what he's asking. V'chi mitzvos dvarim nichefte mitzvah shebkedusha. I'm sorry. V'chi mitzvos dvarim shebkedushain. Achefte mitzvah dvarim kedushin. Kigon tefillin v'sefer Torah v'tashmishayin. So he gives the example of something which has a shame. Shem shemayim. Right? Shehin asurin b'hanas tashmish chol. No. V'am lo leir v'yosef v'chidam kedusha yeshbo. Shelo yinag ba kemosh yirtzeh velo tashmishi mitzvah nizrakinein ela afal bishin nizrakin la'achar mitzvah. So he's saying tashmishi mitzvah, even though nizrakin la'achar mitzvah, but b'shas mitzvah son, nohagin bahen kedusha, shelo yin mitzvah b'zuyos alav. Hachinami, nohagin bahen kedvarim shebekdusha, v'asur mitashmish chol b'shas mitzvah son. Okay? So he says that the because of bizoy mitzvah, so we're makzeh. We're no hagin ba kedusha. Shelo yeh mitzvahs b'zuyos love is not just that you should be no minog b'zayon. It sounds like as a result of that, we say, okay, so we'll treat it as if it's a davar shel kedusha. And this is, I think, the explanation for what it means when he says, and you'll see it is what it means, that because of that, that's what we mean when we say that it's huktzah l'mitzvah, so it's a huktzah, it's a dinder banan, mishum b'zayon mitzvah, that a person separates it and treats it as a davar shel kedusha. It's certainly a kedusha if you want to talk about it now, a derabanan kedusha, because we're talking about nohagin ba kedusha. But lechora, this is what the Ramban is understanding, that this din of huksel mitzvah, so he relates it to bizoy mitzvah, but it's a separate basis for saying that there is a notion of kedusha. Follow?
It's only derabanan.
What? It's only derabanan. This is all derabanan. Yeah. Except for sukkah and maybe for Rashi also lulav, but everything else is derabanan. Now, just to point out, he says that Rishua ben Levi, I think, in the Gemara, when he compares it to Noye Sukkah, so he views this as, yeah, he really did think that, okay, what we're saying is the din of Chal Shein Shemayim al Sukkah applies to all mitzvos. Maybe that's the explanation. Yeah, you're right. An economic Kedusha Yeshbo. He says, V'chein hadim edame Rishua ben Levi Noye Sukkah l'ner mashmat dekasavar mishum shechal shein shemayim al ner hu mishum Kedusha. So then the Gemara when the Gemara rejects that and says Tanya b'dilo Tanya, so you could understand this differently when I get into this. Ramban says that's the rejection. That's no. That's limited to Sukkah. We're not talking about that din. In the end, either mitzad ha-gaonim. Now, so let me clarify. For the Ramban, and the reason I'm stressing the Ramban is because the Ritva, he says I'm going with my Rebbe here on Shabbos. He says what's all these three different things about the kedusha? I in the Ramban, he has it right. The Ramban. So he himself, I think, does merge Bizoy Mitzvah with the hikseilu mitzvah, so it's mishum bizoy mitzvah that a person is makseilu midaito. And just to clarify, this is, I know because he says so. Amar Rav Yosef mishum bizayon hu shvashas mitzvah sana sur nein v'kevan shenesu av zeh shabal l'stabik behen l'sakon min mitzvah asar hu daha iskatsay l'mitzvah. And I think he is referring to what he said before, where Noah bo kedusha becomes a din of being makseh l'kedusha, that's chal midir banan. Mishum bizayon mitzvah, a person is makseh l'mitzvah so, and that is chal, as a din of Noah in kedvarim shebekedusha. So either from the Ramban himself, I think that what we're talking about here is the din of Nihu Kedusha, Bechavtza, which he is viewing as a kind of Kedusha. If the Ritva had not said that I go with the Ramban on this, we could have just understood it based on what the Gaonim think, that maybe there's Mamish, we treat it as like Chavtze Shemayim. Either way, Kach Kach, or this is what the Ritva is referring to. He thinks that the din, that there's a Kedusha Samitzvah that we're Noheg, Bechol Dvarim Elu, Midir Rabbanan, and Echinami, but there is Midin Kedusha Samitzvah, a Isra Shimush, and that's what he's talking about. Okay, so this leaves us off with just the last point, which maybe I'll make a brief comment about next time. All right, so we understand what the Ritva is talking about when he talks about that there's a Kedusha Mitzvah. Okay. And there's a Shinu Rishus from this?
If anybody needs to dive mincha, the last mincha is in 5 minutes. Okay.
And because of this, there's a Shinu Rishus? This is the major bombshell. What I said before was kal, meaning you discover the Ritva thinks it's kedusha, that a lolov is kadosh and matz is kadosh. So I think what he's referring to here is the din of bizoy mitzvah that for because of which we're makzed set, and that what that makzed means is that we take upon ourselves to be noeg bo kedavar shebekedusha. Fine. And where's the shinui rishus? And let's say we're chal shem shemayim al lolov. Where's the shinui rishus? When it comes to hekdesh,
it can't just be a new. It's not yours anymore.
It's not just that it's a niyuk. Let's say if it were, you could have said even if it's a niyuk. Even if we're chal shem shemayim al lulav. Dear Isa, where's the shinui rishus? When it comes to hekdesh, there's rishus hekdesh. Rishus hekdesh is a real rishus. Sure, it's sure re'ehu v'lo shel hekdesh, right? That's a separate bank account. It's an estate that has a monetary estate on its own. It's something you can be donate to. Mali machar legavoa, mali machar lehejut, mali machar legavoa. But when it comes to, let's say that there is, let's say it's even kedushas, like the sukkah. But does it belong to gavoa? Is there rishus? What's the rishus gavoa here? Would this be pater for nezikin? Sure, right? Sukkahs for yehu. You know, is it bor yehu? I mean. So that's I think the real big chiddush to this is that there's a din here of shinui rishus. Now you could say that, okay, we can understand what you mean, that the lulav and matzah, these have kedusha, like hekdesh. All right. Let's say that's true, though. But where's the there's a rishus hekdesh here? And the truth is, I wish I had a better answer. I think it's a big problem. One thing I'll note is that I think this could be what the Ritva. When I first saw the Ritva Mitzvachim, I thought, okay, at least he says Midarbanan. So, and then I thought, well, no, maybe Midarbanan is only because the Kedusha is Darbanan. So when he says in Pesachim Lamed Hey, right, that Inami Shinur Shus Lamad Desavar Midarbanan the Kedusha's Mitzvah Chashiv Shinur Shus, I thought, okay, because that's only Kadosh, Kedusha's Mitzvah is only Darbanan. If you look at it, that's not what it sounds like. It says, "Leman desavar midirabanan the kedushas mitzvah chashiv shinui rishus." Maybe considering this a shinui rishus, that's a separate din derabanan that we've never discovered until now. But apparently, the Ritva thinks that that's a possibility. So I think it could be that this is a din derabanan. Nechinami, there is no obvious. There's obviously no shinui rishus for rishus gavoa, but maybe derabanan we consider. It's also not so helpful. Okay, what does that mean? So it's a big chiddush. What you want to look at, and we'll come back to this a little bit when you get to the sugya of the sugya of shin rishus. I'm going to comment on it quickly. Is there a notion of shin rishus where it actually really does stay in your own rishus?